Hillary Clinton fuels Trump dictator fears, take him at his word. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 18, 2023. Twice veiled Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton fueled fears Monday that former President Donald Trump will act as a dictator if he defeats President Joe Biden and takes the White House in January 2025. Take him at his word, Clinton wrote in response to Democrat Senator Brian Schatz. DeHi, who wrote, Trump is now repeatedly saying he's going to be a dictator on day one and I don't think we should keep asking what he means. That's what he means, Schatz stated. The hysterical warning from Democrats follows Trump's tongue-in-cheek response to questions on whether or not he will act as a dictator when he gets into office. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody? Fox News's Sean Hannity asked Trump, who responded, except for day one, suggesting that he will take executive action to reverse the damage the Biden administration has done, starting with reinstating energy independence and closing the porous southern border. Watch, Hillary Clinton on dangers of a second Trump term, Hitler was duly elected. I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, we love those guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one, Trump explained. We're closing the border and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator, Trump added. Watch here. It is not a new critique, as Democrats have attempted to cast Trump as a dark, spine-chilling authoritarian for years. Yet, it was actually President Joe Biden who ended up acting in a tyrannical manner, which manifested at the beginning of his presidency, as he attempted to force millions of Americans to get the coronavirus shot in order to keep their jobs, despite promising never to do so. In January 2022, the Supreme Court struck down what many described as Biden's tyrannical Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, coronavirus policy, which would have required employees working at businesses with 100 or more employees to get a coronavirus vaccination, even describing his mandate, forcing individuals to get a shot they personally oppose in order to keep their job, as a very modest burden. There were very narrow ways out of that rule, as well. Only allowing individuals who did not want the vaccine to get away with it by masking up and getting tested once a week. Watch, a Christmas miracle. Hillary Clinton protested by pro-Palestinians. Very naughty, indeed. Americans were also forced to wear masks on planes and other forms of public transportation under Biden's leadership. But in April 2022, a Florida judge nixed it, asserting the rule exceeded the authority of U.S. health officials. It was also under Biden's administration that officials described concerned parents, who voiced concerns over various educational issues, as domestic terrorists. And it was Biden, in September 2022, who delivered a dark and divisive speech calling on Americans to stop MAGA Republicans. Related video, Behar, MAGA Republicans in sync with Putin, the most evil person in the world. He's like a guy with a laser pointer, and the left is a cat. One New Hampshire Trump supporter told USA Today.